From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Inadequate distribution causing higher prices in basic goods in Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs calls youth and digital economy play a role in realizing the epicentrum of growth. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The prices of basic commodities at Kelapa Market, Cilegon City, Banten Province are higher compared to other regions due to inadequate goods distribution. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said on Tuesday, although the price of a number of basic commodities in the market is quite high, President Jokowi assured their availability ahead of the Idul Fitr festivities is still sufficient. Furthermore, he said he expects commodity prices to remain stable in each region ahead of the Islamic holidays. According to the president, it is expected that all local governments will strive to keep the prices of basic commodities stable in their respective regions, as that is necessary for maintaining the inflation rate and people's purchasing power. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi officially opened the ASEAN Youth Dialogue on Development for Sustainable Development Goals in Jakarta on Tuesday. In her remarks, Minister Retno conveyed the important role played by the younger generation in driving economic growth in the region. On that occasion, Minister Retno also explained the huge potential that ASEAN has in the digital economy sector. According to the minister, by 2030, ASEAN's digital economy is projected to reach $2 trillion and will contribute around 28% to ASEAN's GDP. This potential is even more promising with the existence of a demographic dividend where a third of ASEAN's population is youth. Therefore, she encouraged innovation from the youth sector to further optimize this potential. According to her, in ASEAN, there are more than 52 unicorns, while Indonesia has 2 decacorns and 9 unicorns.
Youth and digital economy are important drivers to ensure our region continues to be the epicentrum of growth.
Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi also encouraged the advancement of the entrepreneurial spirit among youth. According to her, with that enthusiasm, youth have a great opportunity to make a beneficial impact on the people in the region. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno also encouraged social responsibility among the younger generation. She said that as agents of change, youth must have a spirit of social responsibility. The ASEAN Youth Dialogue on Development for Sustainable Development Goals is held for 3 days on April 11 to the 13, 2023 in Jakarta. This event is attended by around 60 youth from ASEAN and Timor Leste. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Aryo Bimo Nandito Aryo Tejo, who encouraged collaboration of all parties to advance the potential of the younger generation in the region. According to Aryo, the youth and sports sectors have the power to unite people and promote unity. In his remarks at the opening of the ASEAN Youth Dialogue on Development for Sustainable Development Goals in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Aryo Bimo Nandito Aryo Tejo also conveyed his commitment to continue promoting youth and sports development. He also invited all parties to go hand in hand to build a better future for youth and sports sector.
The youth of our region are our greatest asset, and the sports sector has the power to bring our people together and promote unity, understanding, and respect. However, we cannot achieve our goals alone. We need the support and collaboration of all key strategic players in ASEAN countries to realize our vision for a better future for our youth and sport sector. I want to assure you that our ministry is fully committed to promoting youth development and sport excellence in the Republic of Indonesia. Let us join hands and work together to create a brighter future for our youth, our sport sector, and our region.
The minister further said the Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sport is determined to promote Indonesia's cultural excellence in the sport sector and produce world-class athletes who can be the pride of the nation. According to him, the Ministry of Youth and Sport is committed to encouraging investment in sports infrastructure and developing talent at the grassroots. The Ministry of Youth and Sport is also committed to boosting the industrialization of the sport sector. According to him, this sector has become a significant contributor to the Indonesian economy. He also expressed his commitment to support innovation and provide incentives for investors who want to contribute to the development of the sports sector. The Indonesian Embassy in Egypt, along with the Egyptian Ministry of Culture and the Cairo Opera House, have organized an Indonesian art and cultural performance entitled One Night with Indonesia in the Sahara Ramadaniyah program recently in Cairo. In his remarks, the Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Egypt, Lutfi Rauf, expressed his hope that the art performances by Indonesian students could represent the diversity of Indonesian arts and culture.
Tim kesenian yang terdiri dari para mahasiswa Indonesia di Al-Azhar Mesir.
The arts team consisting of Indonesian students at Al-Azhar Egypt proudly displays choreography and Indonesian cultural art performances, which we hope can present a bit of the diversity of Indonesian culture. I say a little because with the time given tonight, it's not enough to describe the true richness of Indonesian culture.
Indonesia yang sesungguhnya.
Ambassador Rauf also expressed the hope that the Indonesian people would come to Indonesia to enjoy Indonesia's natural and cultural wealth. The audience and invited guests were treated to various Indonesian cultural arts performances, including Rapai Geleng dance from Aceh, Zapin dance from Tanah Melayu, Funky Papua from Papua, Batin Kemuning dance from Riau, and Kecak dance from Bali. Saharat Ramadania is an annual cultural performance held on the nights of Ramadan at the invitation of the Egyptian Ministry of Culture and the Cairo Opera House. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Manpower and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia on Tuesday discussed the implementation of the one-channel placement system for protecting Indonesian migrant workers. Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia said in Jakarta on Tuesday, the bilateral cooperation between the Indonesian and Saudi Arabian governments has been going on for a long time, especially cooperation in the field of manpower. According to Fauzia, the Indonesian government is currently exploring cooperation with Takamol for Business Services, an enterprise owned by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which has been tasked with organizing the skills verification program. The minister explained that Skills Verification Program is a program for verifying the competence of skilled foreign workers looking to work in Saudi Arabia. Now we move to the international news. At least 50 people were killed in central Myanmar on Tuesday in an airstrike by the military on an event attended by opponents to its rule, according to media and members of a local resistance movement. Citing residents in the Sagaing region, BBC Burmese, Radio Free Asia, and the Irrawaddy News Portal reported between 50 and 100 people, including civilians, had died in the attack. Myanmar's military junta confirmed an airstrike on a village. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemns the attack by the Myanmar armed forces and calls for those responsible to be held accountable. We end the news with the Italian Council of Ministers on Tuesday declared a nationwide state of emergency for 6 months due to the exceptional increase in the flow of migrants arriving in the country on Mediterranean routes, the press office of the Italian government said in a statement. During a meeting on Tuesday, Italian Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi said, in this situation, it was proposed to take urgent emergency measures in order to normalize the situation in this hotspot, in quotation mark, in which 1,800 refugees were being accommodated while the center was designed to house only some 400 people. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener commentary for today has a topic: health protocols must be encouraged. COVID-19 cases in Indonesia suddenly increase again. According to the report by the Task Force for Handling COVID-19 released by the National Disaster Management Agency on 11th April 2023, there were 944 new cases of COVID-19. Even though the day before, on April 10th, there were only 494 new cases. The head of the Bureau of Communication and Public Services of the Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, told Detikom the cause of the increase in COVID-19 cases in Indonesia was not because of the new acutrus of XBB 1.16 variants like in India, but because of health protocols that were no longer strictly implemented. According to Siti Nadia, people tend to be reluctant to take tests if they experience symptoms such as a sore throat, cough, or runny nose, and feel that they will recover after resting. According to previous report, several countries, including India, experienced a spike in COVID-19 cases. Experts suspect that the surge is caused by the Omicron XBB.1.16 subvariant, aka the Arcturus variant. However, until now, this variant has not been detected in Indonesia. According to Siti Nadia, the government will continue to urge the public to immediately carry out booster vaccinations. This is useful for preventing worsening of symptoms to death due to COVID-19. In addition to booster vaccinations, health protocols must also be reinforced, bearing in mind that the main reason for the increase in COVID-19 cases is lax health protocols in the community. Health protocols must be paid more attention, especially in public places such as public transportation and markets. In many places, it can be seen that people are starting to be reluctant to wear masks. Therefore, the use of masks must again become mandatory when entering public places. Moreover, in the next few weeks, Indonesia will enter the long Eid al-Fitr holiday, which tends to increase crowds at various departure points such as airport, stations, and bus terminals. The homecoming tradition, which takes place every year on the Eid al-Fitr holiday, causes people to flock to their respective hometowns. Tourist attractions and shopping will be crowded with people. If there are people who are still reluctant to get vaccinated and refuse to comply with health protocols, it is feared that a spike in COVID-19 cases will occur after holidays. Well, listener, that was commentary for today read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 12, 1912 about the birth of the 9th Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. April 12, 1912 was the birthday of Gusti Raden Mas Doro Jatun, or Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX. He was a sultan who had led Yogyakarta Sultanate from 1940 to 1988 and the first governor of the special region of Yogyakarta after Indonesian independence. He served as the second vice president of Indonesia between 1973 and 1978. He's also known as the father of Indonesian scouts and has served as chairman of the National Scout Movement Kuartir. Moving on to an event on April 12, 1961, when Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space. On April 12, 1961, Gagarin was the first human to fly 108 minutes into space aboard the Vostok 1 rocket. He received many awards and medals of honor, including the Hero of the Soviet Union Medal. Yuri Gagarin later became Deputy Director of Training at the Cosmonaut Training Center outside Moscow. In honor of his services, this training place was later named by his name. We end today in history with April 12, 2013, when the National Brain Provisions Day began. This National Take Stock Day was proclaimed by a well-known household equipment company in Indonesia. The National Brain Provisions Day campaign began on April 12, 2013. Together with the Ministry of Health, Ministry of National Education, and the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency, or BPOM, the company established the National Take Provisions Day campaign. This movement is a form of support for creating a healthy environment and clean and healthy living behavior for students. In addition, this movement is also to maintain food security for school children's snacks.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Investment or Investment Coordinating Board or BKPM recorded that the manufacturing sector is the largest contributor to ASEAN investment in Indonesia in 2018-2022, outside the upstream oil and gas and financial services sector. Investment came mainly from three ASEAN countries which have the largest investment in Indonesia, namely Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand. Quoting a report by Antara News Agency, Deputy for Investment Promotion at the Ministry of Investment, BKPM, Nurul Ihwan, in Jakarta on Monday, conveying this. Singapore's total investment in Indonesia was valued at $48.2 billion in that period, while Malaysia was $8.9 billion and Thailand $1.51 billion. Nurul Ihwan explained there are five main sectors which are Singapore investment destinations in Indonesia, namely steel industry, real estate, transportation and storage, food industry and mining. Meanwhile, Malaysia is investing in the transportation and storage sector, chemical industry, food industry, plantation, animal husbandry, as well as the paper industry. Meanwhile, Thailand is investing in five main sectors, namely chemical industry, rubber, mining, food, as well as trade and repair. According to Nurul Ihwan, the secondary sector is a contributor to ASEAN investment in Indonesia, namely 43% of the total investment are $24.93 billion, and the secondary sector is a sector that processes raw materials from the primary sector and the secondary sector into other goods with higher value, such as manufacturing sector. While the primary sector is a sector that doesn't process raw materials, but only utilizes natural resources such as land and everything contained therein. For example, mining contributes 16% or $9.43 billion. While the tertiary sector, whose products are not in physical form, but in the form of services, for example, trade sector contributes 41% or $23.52 billion.
Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, Madiun is famous for its various types of traditional foods and snacks. One of the famous foods is pecel, or better known as pecel Madiun. Madiun, which is located in the province of East Java, is also famous for the railway industry, whose production meets not only domestic demand, but also international demand to various countries. So, what happens if the two icons are combined into one? For today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we are going to invite you to enjoy a culinary tour in a train carriage. The sensation of eating in a train carriage can be found at the Bogowonto Culinary Center on Jalan Bogowonto Madiun, East Java. The location is about 200 meters long, where this location used to be a former railroad from of Madiun City to Ponorogo. The provided train carriages are designed like an executive class train. It provides sofas and other additional facilities that ensure the comfort of the visitors. Many types of foods in the Bogowonto Kelani area are offered by vendors. There are traditional and modern snacks sold here, such as Madiun's typical pecel rice cake, vegetable rice cake, and soup. Contemporary culinary delights are also available, ranging from seblak, various steaks, or barbecue to kebabs. In the months of Ramadan, this Bogowonto culinary tour gets more and more visitors. They are curious about the sensation of enjoying many kinds of foods in a train car. Visitors can also take selfies in interesting spots. Apart from being an attractive place, culinary tourism in this train carriage is a new destination in Madiun City. The Bogowonto Culinary Tourism Area was opened on 26 December 2022 by Mayor of Madiun City, Maidi. According to Mayor Maidi, the people's needs during a culinary tour of Madiun City can be met in one place. He wants visitors to feel the sensation of Madiun City, such as an exciting culinary tour, delicious foods, and modern management, so that they want to come back again, especially tourists from abroad. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Lupa.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is mengunjungi tempat wisata. Mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist objects. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Kita Sudah Sampai. Kita Sudah Sampai, which means we have arrived. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tour guide. Datil informs Dev and other tourists that they have arrived at the old town. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kita sudah berada di kota tua.
Di sini, kita akan melihat apa?
After listening to the conversation, following is the vocabulary related to today's material, kita sudah sampai. Kita sudah sampai, which means we have arrived. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Kita. Kita, which means we. Sudah sampai. Sudah sampai, which means have arrived. Di kota tua. Di kota tua, which means at the old town. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua, which means we have arrived at the old town. In the conversation, you heard the phrase kita sudah sampai di kota tua. Kita sudah sampai di kota tua, which means we have arrived at the old town. The word sudah sampai, which means have arrived, in the expression is an adverb used to mark the activity that has been completed. To express the activity that has been completed, you can use the adverb sudah, which means have already, followed by a word that expresses the activity, such as sampai, which means arrived. This is more or less like have plus participle in the present perfect tense in English. Other examples. Let's listen to phrases to express the activity that has been completed by using the adverb sudah. Sudah, which means already or have already. Sudah. Sudah, which means already. Saya sudah makan di restoran. Saya sudah makan di restoran, which means I have already eaten in the restaurant. Kita sudah tiba di kota tua. Kita sudah tiba di kota tua, which means we have already arrived at the old town. Tiba has the same meaning as sampai. In addition to sudah, which means already, you can use the adverb telah, which means already, for indicating the activity that has been completed. For example, kita telah sampai di kota tua. Kita telah sampai di Kota Tua, which means we have already arrived at Kota Tua. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Kita sudah berada di Kota Tua.
Di sini, kita akan melihat apa?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Mengunjungi tempat wisata, mengunjungi tempat wisata, or visiting tourist objects, and a conversation entitled Kita Sudah Sampai, Kita Sudah Sampai, which means we have arrived. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thanks for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Cinta ini. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Lampung, Sumatra Island, entitled Canggat Agung. The song Canggat Agung was composed by Syaiful Anwar. The lyrics tell about a message for the community to preserve culture and customs together. The song also mentions Lampung's cultural treasures, such as traditional houses, Canggat Agung dance, and Cakak Pepadun tradition. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Canggat Agung by Liodra.